That's Cutlass, never too late. Good morning, I'm Libby, and the guys from Cutlass joining us in the studio this morning. Are you going to be playing that song tonight at your concert?
Can Absolutely. I ask you that? We like playing all the new music.
Yay, all right, good. Well, their show tonight is in New Orleans. Info can be found at lifesongs.com. And Laura had an interesting question for y'all. She posted it to facebook.com/lifesongs. She says, what is one song you've never recorded as a band that you think would sound amazing if you covered it?
Ooh, I have a great answer.
You do?
I have always wanted to cover this song called Heaven by a band called The Fire Theft.
Oh.
Which is, there's a guy from Seattle named Jeremy Enoch, and he was, he's kind of an emo superstar in a band
Sunny
called
Day
Sunny
Real
Day
Estate.
Real Estate. There you go. And he's put out a ton of solo music, which is really cool too, but he started another band for a while called The Fire Theft, and Heaven is a rad song.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I would
Heaven.
Like to do that.
Or Danger Zone.
Oh, yeah. That one has not been covered enough in my book.
Never had enough Danger Zone.
Pretty much anything Kenny Loggins.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Are we talking Loggins and Messina
catalog.
Or just Kenny Loggins or the whole thing?
We
the
celebrate
whole thing.
The entire catalog.
The whole thing. You know? Okay. All right. I'm looking forward to a Cutlass video with a groundhog in it making a guest appearance.
Kenny's the first piece of music I owned was the Top Gun soundtrack. On
really?
Set.
Oh, that's amazing.
Do you still
have
it?
Did you buy it?
A lot, no.
Oh. Did you buy it? Like you worked up chore money and stuff?
I didn't buy that one. Wow. I remember that was like, my parents had it.
Amazing. I love
that. Your parents
that.
Had it? You didn't find it on the street in a giveaway
no, they
pile?
Had it in the closet, you know?
All right, so any other covers that you've ever thought you might want to do as a band or... I should have thrown. I should have tossed this to you earlier. Yeah, just that's it. Okay.
They're very different options.
The next song.
Yeah, I can't. I can't think of.
I know. I put you on the spot with that one.
Friends are friends forever.
Yeah,
that's obviously.
Yep.
No, cover songs are tough because there's a delicate balance between taking something that has already been done well. Like, because a lot of the songs you'd want to cover are songs that you love, but then you can totally mess them up, too, because they're already established a certain way. So
sure.
It's a delicate thing to take a song and to make it your own and to recreate it without ruining it.
Yeah.
We're basically
terrible at covers. Well, we've tried a couple and they didn't go well.
That's not true.
You know, one of the ones that we definitely had to kind of fight through that a little bit, was especially because it was so traditional, was the song It Is Well. And, you know, that album came out in, I think, 2009 for us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we made that very, very different from the original, but that was a lot of fun, actually. It was a lot of fun to change.
There was a few
around.
Songs on that record that were really challenging.
Mm-hmm.
We decided, God of Wonders was another one that was really for us. We were like, I don't know if we should do this one or not. But what's great about it is we've gotten a lot of feedback from people that have said, man, that... for me, it was so great because I've heard it a million times at church, and to hear it refreshed and done in a new way was really encouraging to them, and they really liked it and enjoyed it because it was a song that was very familiar, but it brought new life to it and kind of helped that the lifespan of the song, I guess, continue on for maybe people that were tired of it in the way that they'd heard it, you know, a bunch of times. And so that's one thing that's cool about music, though, too, is it kind of can continue to live on and change and morph just in the arrangements and the way that you play it and the way that you do things. And I think that was one of the special things about both Strong Tower and It As Well, on the songs that we covered, some of the traditional worship church songs. And it was very intentional for us to make those our own a little bit. And,
but taking care of them as you do
it. Yeah, but be true to the original, or at least in carrying the essence and the purpose and point of the original song, but allowing it to be us also.
Yeah.
And hopefully coming up with something that works and makes sense. There's plenty of ideas that got thrown out, though, for sure.
Oh.
And some songs that never made it, you know, onto the record.
Yeah,
Because it's a challenge. And I remember even when we first did Strong Tower, we were like, oh, this will be easy. We're just going to play a bunch of worship songs. We do worship songs at church all the time. Piece of cake, you know. We're going to crank this record out, no problem. It'll be way easier than all the original songs. And it ended up being way harder because we had to figure out how we were going to tweak things. And it ended up being a pretty significant effort. So now we know that going into it.
Yeah.
And we're a little more prepared. You live and you learn.
Cutlass is joining us this morning on Life Songs. They'll be performing live tonight in New Orleans. And so is it safe to say then, if there's an encore, it's... Highway to the Danger Zone. Is oh, that, Jesus. Is that it?
No, locked and loaded.
Yeah.
Locked
no, and loaded, we haven't movie. Covered that one yet, so we got to figure that one out still.
All know? Right. They'll work on it. We'll see if it happens tonight. Promise of a Lifetime. Going a little bit further back.
Yeah.
For y'all on that one. Will you be singing that song tonight? Are you going that far back?
You know, some things we need to keep closely guarded here. We can't tell you our whole set list.
Interestingly, though, that song Maybe. Was recently mentioned as we were working on the set list. It's one we might want to mention. Think about with bringing back. So we're gonna okay. remain ambiguous as to what happened with that, okay. and you're going to have to come out tonight to find out.
One final question for y'all, because I know you have to get going and get prepared for tonight. This one comes to us from Teresa. What was the name of the first song that ever of yours that ever played on the radio, and how did it feel for you to hear it?
Your Touch was our first radio single ever.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty neat. We were at this place that we used to practice in the Portland area. A friend of ours owned a sound company, thankfully, because what better place to practice than at a sound company warehouse?
Sure.
And he would let us take like production every once in a while, like in our trailer, to go do some shows and stuff. So anyway, we were practicing there, and our drummer at the time, like, I don't even know why he had started his car, but anyway, popped on the radio while mm-hmm. he was in his car. And so he pulled his car into the into the room where we were practicing and cranked it up. It's kind of interesting.
What did y'all do? Were you like, this is cool? Or were you like, woo, it's us?
Totally, yeah. yeah. We just did, very excited.
You've seen that thing you do, right?
Yeah, yeah. Was it that moment? Yeah.
yeah.
That's what I always picture. I picture that scene
drummer
anytime.
Drummer fell down
yeah.
and broke his arm, just, yeah. like, just like normal.
Is that what happened to Dave? He's out?
Who's Dave?
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for taking time out of your day to join us this morning.
Thank you, Libby.
I think you did a great job.
New
Julie
Orleans.
Would be proud that you filled in very well for her this hour. Thank you.
Thanks, Julie. Who's Julie?
Yeah, exactly.
Where's Julie?
Who's Julie? Again, Cutlass will be playing tonight in New Orleans. For ticket information, more details, just visit our website, lifesongs.com. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the rest of your time here.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.